If you stop and think about it, radio is a bit magic. You buy a box with a metal stick coming out of it and plug it into the mains, and it connects you to a world of stories and music and laughter that arrives invisibly through the air. Twiddle the dial on the front, and you can find almost anything and everything. The noise of other countries, other times, other perspectives. In the past 10 years, the way we listen to the radio has changed. Your MP3 player can tune in, as can your laptop and your smartphone. Podcasts, both downloadable versions of broadcast radio programs and shows original to the format, have risen vastly in popularity. In July 2015, yet another technological barrier was breached when the BBC updated its iPlayer radio app to include the facility to download any program for 30 days after transmission. Not only do you have a device in your pocket that can pick up those invisible waves of sound, but now you don't even need a signal to hear them. Somehow, radio has bucked the overwhelming trend of the digital age. With books, television, and journalism, the internet has turned us into serial dilettantes, flicking between different sources, abandoning the long-established channels and funding models in favour of a wider selection and greater convenience to be had online. Following this logic, radio too should be in terminal decline, losing out to the innovation and agility of podcasts and streaming-only services. Nothing exemplifies this against-the-odds story better than radio comedy. In Britain, this is almost exclusively the property of the BBC, with the cost-benefit ratios making it uneconomical for commercial stations to replace DJs and music with spoken word shows that may or may not make people laugh. Historically, BBC Radio 4 has always been, as it proudly describes itself, the home of radio comedy, and so it still is, for better or for worse. Like many aspects of the BBC, its radio comedy has been slow to evolve. The prime slot in the weekly schedule, Friday at 6:30 p.m, is occupied in rotation by The News Quiz, which was first broadcast in 1977, and The Now Show, a relative stripling in BBC terms, having been on air for a mere 17 years. I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue has been going since 1972, and Just a Minute since 1967. Nostalgia and habit surely keep some people tuning in, but they don't explain the global popularity that the station's output enjoys. Given how firmly set in their ways many of these shows are, the departure of Sandy Toksvig as the host of The News Quiz this summer was a pivotal moment. In the chair since 2006, she was initially so unpopular with some listeners, aghast at the idea of a woman in charge, that the then-producer, Ed Morrish, had to go on Radio 4's feedback programme to rebut calls for her predecessor, Simon Hoggart, to be reinstated. At the recording of her final show, over 200 episodes and 116 million downloads later, Toksvig was watched from the front row by the News Quiz creator, John Lloyd, as she wiped away tears while reading the credits for the last time. She led the charge when it came to making the programme's panellists more diverse, while also crafting a warmth and tone for it that clearly resonated with people around the world. This is not to suggest that radio comedy runs solely on long-standing panel shows. One of the biggest hits for radio, and the BBC as a whole, in the past few years was Cabin Pressure, a sitcom by John Finnemore set on a small airline. Some of its success was down to the cast. Benedict Cumberbatch, Roger Allam, Stephanie Cole, and Anthony Head returned for 4 series and several specials. It was also tightly written, conjuring laughs from wordplay and imagined physical comedy. This made it timeless. Jokes about otters, surprising rice, and obnoxious passengers will never get old.